It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Planet is once again listening to the technology show for Generation E. Mick Williams, Cyberline, coming at you around the world by the internet and coast to coast by satellite on USA Radio Network. Well, hello, everybody. How the heck are you? Video Bob's sitting here in the co-pilot seat with me.
There you go. Hey.
Hey. We've been gone a couple of weeks, and we do want to apologize on that. First off, we had some issues with, as you all know, everything that was going on with Geezer, and so I was having to do some stuff in the background. And then, of course, the trade wars showed up, which, by the way, I'd like to thank Online Trading Academy for having me come out and do 7 wonderful days of trading, and I'll even have a couple of stories that happened from the class.
Oh, can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. And then, of course, you were out of town.
I was. Went to... It took the world tour.
Oh, there you go.
But just today went to Norman, watched the football game. Got to go see football.
Zipped back here.
Yeah.
And so last week, dummy me, didn't realize that when I checked out of the hotel on Saturday, September 1st, just happened to be Labor Day weekend.
Right.
Which means nobody's coming to Cloud 10. Everybody's shows, to my knowledge, were all pre-recorded and repeats. You're out of town. And then I had to sit back and go, do I want to carry this for a whole 2 hours by myself? Which I did not too long ago.
Sure.
Or is it better just to go ahead?
On Labor Day weekend, come on. Makes sense. Yeah.
So I,
sorry, everybody out there that was wanting to listen, but...
I kind of chickened out. I texted Chris, our producer, and I said, okay, your choice. And he said, best of. I said, okay, see you next week. So now here we are. And then that 1 week, oh, my God, the rain that came down here. And we were in Best Of because of the race. And good thing we were because, I mean, there was some flash flooding and everything going on while we were going to be coming here. So that worked out pretty good. So here we are live. And hopefully if all goes well, we're going to be live for quite a few more weeks to come. Because so far I don't see anything unless there's a – oh, I take that back. There is. September 22nd, we will be in Best Of. And speaking of which, I will be somewhere else.
Uh-oh, where?
I will be out in Camden, Arkansas, the home of our new affiliate, KBEU 92.7.
What?
Talk radio.
What are you doing out there?
Well, first off, I got to say thank you, Doc Bryce and Radio Works and Helen and all the gang out there for having us on. And I've been getting texts from Doc going, another repeat. This is the third week you've been on the air. Another repeat. Well, we're live now, so stop texting. So anyway, we got a race that weekend. And so I'm taking the day off, or the weekend, and I'm going to Camden to visit Doc and a whole bunch of people. So I will actually be in town that week. And hopefully, if I get lucky, I'll be at the Cardinal Cafe on Sunday.
What's at the Cardinal Cafe?
Food. Wonderful food. It's the place with the elite meet and eat.
Food. Wonderful food.
Yeah. It's a great little place. And hopefully be able to have breakfast like we normally do when I'm there. And then I'm going to dash off and head back to Texas that morning. So if you are out there, and hopefully maybe get a chance to see you while I'm out and about in wonderful Camden, Arkansas. So I'll be able to do that. Okay, so we've got several different things on the docket. Later on, I'm going to have some audio from a great YouTube video that I found on BBC World News. As you know, Kavanaugh has been going through his confirmation hearings these past week.
Yes.
And what a freak show circus that's been.
Oh, boy. Come on.
The liberals have come in doing their little thing with their Senate passes and protesting and dressing up like the Handmaid's Tale women from Hulu and all this other stuff. But there's this great video, and we're going to play the audio for you tonight, where this one woman got up and she's protesting. And this senator, I forget his name and I forget where he's from, but he's supposedly been there a while. And all of a sudden, he starts bidding like an auctioneer. And everybody, you hear him kind of start, and he kind of stops and just keeps going and going and gets going until finally they take her out of the room. And then he just goes, so, and everybody busts laughing. And then what was funny was if you look at the looks on their faces, people in the gallery are like, what is he doing? The senators are looking at each other. The people in the gallery are looking at each other like, is this part of the protest? What's the deal?
My question is, did he get a standing O?
No, but he got some laughter and a heck of a lot of clapping.
Yep.
But it was such a shock. And he just did it out of the blue, which is even funnier. So we'll have that. I think that's like the YouTube video of the week. And I'm going to start looking at YouTube videos and tell you about, hey, you know what? This is the best video that's been out there. It could be on anything. It could be on politics, whatever I find. It could even be a music video. So we're going to add some of that into the show as well. And we got to talk about Elon Musk. And I heard a great line today. It said that Tesla shares are tanking after CEO Elon Musk was also doing some toking or something like that. They're making all sorts of jokes. For all those you don't know, Joe Rogan is a comedian. He used to do Fear Factor, and he was at news radio, several other things. He has a podcast that he does, and he has different people come on. A lot of them are comedians and other people. He has Elon Musk on, and all of a sudden, they break out marijuana joints and start smoking. And he's talking about, you know, he says, well, is this legal? Well, yeah, man, we're in California. It's totally legal. And they're sitting there smoking joints on this webcast, just talking about whatever, you know, like two guys having a beer. And, of course, all hell breaks loose on the other side of the world. And he's been doing some really weird texting in the middle of the night. And so a lot of people say, oh, that's why he's been getting goofy. He's been smoking marijuana at night. I don't know if that's true or not. But there's a whole lot of rumors, a lot of innuendos.
Right.
Kind of going back, you know, in 2020 is hindsight. So we'll talk a little bit about Musk and what's going on over there. And he's taking a big hit on the stock. And we'll
there
talk
is
about
such
that.
A thing as letting your hair down just a little too much.
Yes, I agree with that. Also, there's a whole bunch of other things. I've got so much stuff here I'm going through that I'm going to look at and talk to you about tonight. And there was one of the things. Oh, Netflix. I'm sorry, Verizon Fios had an issue with throttling, and that happened to the California fire people that were doing the wildfire stuff.
I heard about that.
I think we talked about that the last time.
Did we? No, I don't.
Maybe
I don't think so.
Well,
this came up. Someone else told me about that story.
Well, somebody else has had something happen with Netflix, and that they're now complaining that Verizon Fios may be throttling Netflix. Because,
oh,
you know, they
not.
Talked about, oh, net neutrality's gone. They're going to start throttling us. And as I said, let the other go first. Because the first person that starts throttling, there's going to be hell to pay. Well, it may be Verizon Fios. And I think Comcast and all the other guys went, yeah, go first, go first, you go first.
Yeah, I'm
and
hoping.
And I think that's what happened here.
I'm actually hoping for Verizon Fios, too, because, frankly, I'm a Frontier. I've got Fios from Frontier, which used to be owned by Verizon.
Right, you're just on a different circuit now, so
you
won't be affected. But I wondered how long it would take and which one of them would actually kind of go, you go first, no, you go first, And I think Verizon did it very quietly. Now, one of the things I noticed about Verizon is they do stupid things, and they like to do them very quietly. So this is nothing new for the PAR. This is their modus operandi. Also, I want to talk to you tonight about mobile phones.
Well, you know, they were the ones that brought up the whole lawsuit in the first place.
Yeah, they did,
so
along with several others. They
better be the ones that go first after it.
Yeah. So there's some stuff I want to talk to you about mobile phones, and especially with insurance, and some things. I want to give you a test. So if you're thinking about getting insurance for your phone and you're complaining about deductibles and this and that, I'm going to give you a simple test to say, if your phone fits this criteria, go get insurance. If your phone doesn't fit this criteria, don't go get insurance.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk to you about some things that if you have insurance, you need to know. First off, I really wish you'd read the contract. And it's like, oh, man, I don't want to read the contract. That's long and boring. Yeah, they probably even have a line in the contract that says, you know what, I bet you're not even reading this in the contract. And that's how they know that you read the contract, right in that line.
I don't read the contract. They're long and boring.
Yeah, there you go. But I have a lot of people complain about, well, I got insurance. I pay on it every month, blah, 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 blah. Why should I have to pay a deductible? Well, you have insurance on your house. You have insurance on your car. What happens when your car gets damaged? They say, yep, we're going to repair it and everything. We're going to pay this much. Minus your what?
Minus your deductible.
Boom. Exactly. It's the same thing in the phone business. We're going to refix your phone or send you out a new phone, but you have to pay a what?
A deductible.
Yes, sir. That's how it works. Oh, my gosh. Well, I should have to do that. Yes, you do, because you signed a contract, fool. That's why you didn't read the contract. So if you're going out hitting the Assurion or whoever your carrier is or whoever your insurance company is, I think, what's the one I use? SquareTrade, now part of Allstate. And yeah, okay. Allstate bottom. Yeah, I ain't going there. But anyway, you got to read your contract. You got to know what's going on, and you got to know what your deductibles are. And I'm going to talk to you about how to get a phone where you have a low deductible, how you can control your deductible. So we'll talk about that later on tonight. And what else you got? You got some stuff in there.
I'll tell you what. I do you know what the singularity is? Have you ever heard that term before?
I've heard of it, yes.
And so the people that are listening, the singularity is the term that says that, oh, artificial intelligence has actually gotten to the point where it is as smart as human beings. Now, once you hit that singularity, then all of a sudden these artificial intelligent brains can get smarter than us.
Right.
And then there's
kind of like a curve,
like,
two things kind of sectioned together.
So let's talk about that tonight.
Okay. I want to talk about Alex Jones. Not that I want to talk about Alex Jones.
It doesn't surprise me because he's all over the radio, TV, and I still have yet to hear the guy.
Really?
I went.
Go to Infowars.com. You can hear plenty of it.
I actually went over there today, and instead of getting him, I got the sidekick or one of the other guys talking, and I listened to him for a little while. And
the Minions.
I wouldn't mind listening more. I wouldn't mind listening to some of Alex Jones just to hear him, since everybody else talks about him so frequently.
Well, that's a great place to do it, but. We got to talk about tonight about this whole business because we have people coming in and saying, well, you know, we think that the conservative people are being silenced on social media. And the funny thing is they just had a thing at the House this week we're going to talk about. Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook was there. Jack Dorsey was there from Twitter. And a no-show was Google. But here's something I don't understand. You know what really drives me nuts about government? When you go to before a committee, or even if you go visit the president, you know, you're invited to the White House. Okay, I'll get to that when I get back. That clock looks different from what I'm talking. All right, we'll be right back celebrating KBEU 92.7 News Talk. Our new affiliate, Mick Williams Cyberline, will be right back. Chick William Sarbline with you. I guess we got to give out the radio number. Those of you in Camden, Arkansas listening to us, we'd love to have you on board. It's very simple. 844-RADIO-US. 844-RADIO-US. Now, you don't want to look at the dial. You just want to kind of finger touch. It's 844-723-4687. 844-723-4687. 844-RADIO-US. Okay, so I was saying about the hearing. Jack Dorsey was up front and center at this hearing, and they were talking about, you know, social media and censorship and all this stuff. And, you know, there was a time when people, when you went to committee, you dressed up in a suit and tie. You looked presentable. Or you go to the White House and you're invited. You dress nice.
Right.
And you be cordial and everything. But no, not the people who are billionaires who own tech companies, obviously. So Jack Dorsey's there. And they're talking to him and everything. Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook showed up, and she's conservatively dressed. You know, this is a decorum. We're in the Capitol. You can dress for the occasion. And she did fine. But here's Jack, dressed up, got this huge, you know, scraggly beard and everything else. And I forget exactly what he was wearing. I want to say it was like a lumberjack shirt or something. The typical, you know, business casual death metal shirt in the, you know, you're working with all the millennials or something.
Sure.
And then, of course, they're getting close-ups on him with a camera. So they get a camera over to the senator, back on Jack. Well, next senator, back on Jack. And, I mean, they're really getting up close with Jack. And his face is, you know, filling in the screen more than the senator sitting across the aisle so far away. And the first thing you notice when he's sitting there is he's got a nose ring. He's got one of those little nose rings, you know, clips. Doesn't go in through the nostril, but clips on the outside of the nostril. And sitting there pontificating about his stats and this and that and whatever. And I'm like, dude, really? You're going to the freaking U.S. House of Reps. Dress like a person who respects the office.
Oh, I agree.
You know, you want to dress like that in your office, fine. Go stick your nose ring in, put on your grunge shirt, listen to your metal or whatever it is you're listening to. And that's fine. But when you are there on C-SPAN, for God's sakes, dress like a normal human being. Dress appropriately for the occasion.
I'm going to challenge you on that.
Wear a freaking tie.
I'm going to challenge you on that. And because what I want to hear from them, I want them just to start doing their jobs. I don't care what they dress in. If they can wear anything they want. They can come in swimsuit Speedos for all I care. If they'd actually do their job. Because what I see now is it's all a show.
It is. It is.
And it's getting so tiresome. And I think that's really why, believe it or not, I think that that's what elected Trump, and that's what's keeping, you know, everybody's going, you know, everybody is, many people are following Trump.
Yeah.
Because
of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and he cuts through all of the, oh, the stuff.
All the political crap.
Yeah, thank you.
So somebody had asked me
he's cutting through it to get to actually accomplish things, and that's what I'm liking to see. That's what everybody's liking to see about
happening.
Trump. Yeah.
Now, this was real funny because you remember we go to a lot of these animation festivals we used to do live shows from.
Yep.
We used to go to Akon here in Dallas, and we used to go to Anime Fest and all that, and they have this thing what they call a cosplay. And people dress up in their little characters, and they do these handmade suits of all the Japanese animation characters and stuff. And they have a costume contest, which I actually got to be a judge in one year. And they parade around in their Gundam suits and their Sailor Moon and Cowboy Bebop and everything else. And somebody asked me what I thought about the hearings and all these people coming in and out protesting. I said, I think it's a Japanese cosplay on crack. That's the only thing I could figure out. Because, you know, then the Handmaiden Tale people showed up. Yeah, the ones that are dressed from the Hulu series. And I'm just like, yeah, we really crossed the line. It's cosplay on crack. But yeah, I mean, come on, man. In your office, you're king. But when you're out amongst the people in government, look human, will you? All right. Come back. We'll have some more stuff going on. Listen to McWilliams Sermon.